This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we just cut it out.
Bob, because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Bro,
that's racist.
I'm saying podcast is
into the road me.
Back in the podcast is
that's the road me.
Right, yeah,
meat. Roadkill,
100.
This is Sawyer.
No, Sawyer. Nah, man said Taba. I'm even wicked.
Hey.
I'm just saying, I would want to know.
It's just
not even on a pause thing, just on a curious.
It's very paused still.
Really?
Should have kept that convo.
Very paused. And you know how the conversation started, Marvin? Because remember at the end of last episode when Taser was like, send me a lightning bolt if you...
Oh, bare people sent me...
Meats.
Charmaine.
But with him, yeah.
But a man sent me just meat, bro.
Remember?
I said, you know, I rate that though. Keep sending Taser meat. Keep sending Taser podcast meat. Send Brett the meat as well. Don't Brent will Brent, do you think Brent will beat you up? Like literally, I
said Brent the meat. You know,
look.
Where's the thingy?
The brackets are like, you know what I mean? Depending on how you take it.
But I can't lie. Why have we named that meat? That's an eggplant, bro. Why have we not?
Girls, but everyone knows it's meat related.
No, but I don't see it as meat. I don't see color.
Them loopholes. When your girl say, why did you send that? Meat,
I don't see meat, bro. I don't see it as meat. I look
man
at the
said
eggplant,
I was
bro.
Inviting it up. Yeah, but who? Yeah, but
so what are you sending when you send your like emojis to girls?
I'm not sending one. I don't send emojis to girls. That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Wait, so
you
know, my mom send emoji, but man won't know about the meat. Like, this is all not.
So, you send emojis?
Wait, sorry, can I just get everyone's mic?
Use emojis. Yeah, you don't use emojis.
No, just be comfortable with that.
No, but you send girls emojis. You're sexting.
Oh no! Not the meat.
He means.
Oh, I thought you were saying we can't use emojis.
No, I use emojis, but he meant as in when you're sending girls on a sexting.
Okay, you send girls eyes.
I used to. Well, that's childish now.
You say you changed that, yeah?
No, I'm going to say it's childish. Imagine just texting girl eyes.
Change, man.
You got to text a girl like...
Change, man.
You said I'm a puppet.
No, you're better than that now.
Do you send girls eyes?
It depends on what's said.
Do you send girls eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not, you can't actually, no, not now. So,
yeah.
So
that means you send eyes then?
Sometimes.
You send eyes?
I'm seeing.
What is that?
Pineapple.
What do you think it was? Yam.
Yeah, I thought they were
fried yam, you know?
No, I thought it was like spring rolls.
No.
I was like, they're pale as fuck, bro.
Pineapple.
Are you going to eat that?
No more.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to eat it. No, but I ain't going to ask someone, how's you going to eat the pineapple?
Hey, he wants to see this. Bro, he didn't even catch you.
He's like, no, I'm
And you demonstrate how you're going to eat it.
I told him I'm going to eat it.
Deeper, yeah.
How else can you eat a pineapple, yeah? So why was you going to demonstrate how you can...
No, I'm not going to demonstrate.
You was, you lifted it.
Not for me.
Because I was about to eat it anyway.
For me. Nah, bro.
Can you do something for me?
Am I breaking like a peanut? Nah, don't let him get you like that, bro. Eat the pineapple, enjoy your food.
Don't
worry,
bro.
Eat it how
you
showed him he was
going to
eat it, bro.
What's going on in the
middle of
the van?
Must have eat it like
you
showed
people. Y'all niggas is crazy, bro.
Fuck you, though.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
So you heard three voices, the usual. Let's do intro, man.
You know what I mean? Kevin's out here. That's definitely starting still.
That's definitely in there still.
Oh, my God.
Kevin said, what have I got myself into?
No, it's part of my meal prep, bro. I am dying right now between gym and, you know, eating a certain amount of meals every day, bro. I've thought about putting all the food.
You're drinking Red Bull, though.
Because I have to stay awake. What's that?
I'm saying,
Red Bull pineapple is crazy.
That's a crazy.
That is bananas.
You know his body's, you see man's tongue's
gonna be looking at your jumper.
Hey, big man, who's been wicked today? When he pulled out four water bottles from his pocket, I knew something was up. Because, bro, why are they cold as well? They were freezing cold.
They're coming, innit?
Bro, he put up about five water bottles.
I was like, where are they coming from? That's when I knew Marv was on smoke. The man said your tongue's gonna look like man's jumper. In my car, I normally have like, I'll buy like a 20 pack or something, 24 pack, and I'll leave it in the car. Because sometimes, you know, you're driving, you're thirsty.
Yeah.
And I just reach back and get a drink.
But why is it so cold?
Because it's been cold. The weather's cold. It's been in my car.
So this is refrigeration, bro.
In my car, bro.
Feel it, bro.
You're drinking in the car water.
You man are moving wicked. Between a man eating Red Bull and pineapples, and then man putting water in bottle.
I need to get my laptop. He led it with the bottom as well.
How can you ever consider that Ozempic?
What?
Pen that women are taking to lose weight.
I'm leaning out, bro. I ain't got to lose weight.
You know what I mean?
Whoever,
it's not even funny. I actually done bare research on it. We're going to talk about it. Nah. We're going to talk about it still. It's mad, you know.
He wants to go get his laptop, bro. Man, since he's spent five bags on the laptop,
I have to read all of this, bro.
I could read all of this off his phone.
We said he's going to get the laptop. No reason.
Man, need 2 terabytes.
The same notes just linked to your iCloud. You can just get to your phone.
I ain't writing notes. I'm using pages. Love me.
Bro, you changed. You got words, you got Microsoft Word, innit?
You can type in notes.
I know you can, but I want to use the template in pages. Love me, man.
Notes is cold.
We made it on a template.
Let me just get my notes.
Man, I'm going to buy racks on the laptop to use pages.
A free app. That is crazy.
You know it works on your iPad?
Or the app?
Yeah.
You got an iPad with a pen in it?
Yeah.
Cold.
I was using it the other day,
but just handwriting, and then you could move shit around. You could change it to text, or you can just leave it. It's cold.
It translates your handwriting.
Yeah, handwriting to text.
Oh, sweet, really?
Yeah. Or you can just leave it as your handwriting. Then you can even, like, for example, if you've highlighted it, you can like move it. You know, like if you've written too far in the corner,
move it around.
Just highlight it. You can move it, make it. It's sick, bro.
Bro, that's how the other half live. Well, I can't relate. But man said a pen with an iPad.
Brother, you've come in looking like I don't even know.
It's like Ghana, bro. You're like Ghana, man.
You look come and look like Nas. You know, like Nas on Belly. You know, like them man where like they go
Nas
to an
on
event.
Belly is crazy, man.
He's got the shades with the no rim. And he talks to the man on the park bench.
No rim is crazy.
No rim is crazy though. Your glasses got rim.
Hey, I don't know, bro.
So what's your glasses got? It's just lens.
So what did you buy?
What are they called?
They're called spectacles. I didn't go there and say, give me the one with no rim, bro.
Rimless
spectacles. I didn't say, give me a rim job. Like,
I didn't go do that.
What your glasses are? Your glasses got rim.
On the top. Half rim.
The horn, they're called a horn rim.
That was it.
Nah, by the way,
What you're eating, there's a camera recording.
My brother, yeah, come on.
Nah, but the way you're eating that, your dribble came out as well.
I looked in my eyes as well,
yeah,
still.
Yeah, yeah. You saw that,
hey, it's a rimless.
What's wrong with the
man? Do, bro?
It's a nice outfit, though. I can't lie. It's a nice outfit.
Thank you, man.
You could dress still. I've seen it, too. And only to the other day when you're walking through.
Come on, bro.
Something light. Man, so something light, man.
Something slight. You know what I mean?
You're speaking like young fuck. Come on, man.
You got...
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Well, come on, man.
What? No, because when I said it.
What made you go with that verse?
You didn't even give him a disclaimer like, yo, like, this ain't in the pod. Can you answer?
All right, cool. No problem.
You know what's funny, Bobby?
Because I'm about to say,
huh? And you
asked
again.
You know, and he clarified this because when I saw you in
the... No, because man was dressed a particular way.
Take that
shit out. No problem. All right, cool.
Yeah.
That you're moving, yeah?
No, we're basically... You didn't give him the right code, man.
That's a YouTube channel.
Oh, you won't be on here as well.
What's it? You got a fault?
You're dumb. Man said he saw Donnie from last time. You want his debut. You want his debut, you know?
You know what's sick?
When we have the door, like, yo, let me in.
Do you know what's sick when we have a guest that actually watches the pod? You know what I'm saying?
Where did that come from?
That's all like, shit, I watched the pod.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is sick, because when you ever guess what's in the pod, they get the jokes and they can chime in on the joke.
Sports?
Yeah.
He's proved it like
I'm
how
joking,
many times?
Bro. Oh.
This is my brother from home. That's how I watched the pod, bro. Man, I used to pull up in the £70 car, bro. You know, we used to roll out here in a car that was £70. Our outfits were more than the car. Remember, I was wearing a Gucci belt one time. It cost more than my boy's wig.
Was the Gucci belt real, though?
Yeah, at a time.
A lot of men were wearing some fugazi designer back then, bro.
I had a fake thing back then. I had to let it go. I had to let it go because remember, you have to tuck in the teach the belt, so it was too obvious. So that I had to just get the real thing.
You see them days, yeah? When a man had a Gucci belt, by fire or force, you'll see it. Man will wear a blazer and tuck in the blazer, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to see the belt by force, bro.
I think that, you see that feeling? I think that's lost, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no,
nowadays, bro.
Dead now.
Everyone knows what it felt like when they got their first Gucci watch. Gucci belt, their watch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Particular pair of trainers.
Man,
you know what that feels like. Do you know what I mean?
Man don't even wear belts now.
It's true. That's the look now.
Jesus,
but you know, it's because back in his I'm a boy LV book for like 270. So I'm not gonna, I can't warrant buying a 270 or justify, sorry, buying a 270 belt anymore when I can just buy a 270 outfit.
Also, you wear your size now.
But where's that belt now? I think my first 270.
I think I lost it, you know.
How'd you lose a belt?
So basically, I lost the I had the you know, the pocket change thing in the belt. I went to Edinburgh TV Festival, lost that there, and then I lost the belt somewhere in London. On the way back to London.
How'd you lose a belt? Was man kinky like that?
You know, that's the only way you can lose a belt
if man's doing a kinky thing, bro.
How would you do it? Wait, what? Explain.
How'd you lose a belt? How does the belt come off your waist?
Can you take it off at home? You don't take off a belt anywhere else but your house.
Nah, the way these companies, we got Kevin Hudson in the building. that's how I lost it.
No, I was gonna say
Kevin was with me in it, and when I lost it.
Hey yo, wait,
I don't know where his belt.
You threw him in the bus like that. This guy added context. I don't know, this sounds like a story that you went through. Man was too specific with your story. I said the belt dropped and the trousers dropped as well.
You look right, the man was there. I was not present.
The way Congolese man are winding up in the dance, you know what I mean? I'm not surprised you lost your belt.
See, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You know what I mean? I'm out here
wrestling. You wind yourself at the gym.
You know, they dance your socks off.
That's the belt.
I lost the belt off, bro. I lost it. I can't remember how I lost the belt. I think I must have took it off and put it in a bag. I think I tried to wear it with like a small outfit, but it wasn't hitting.
Yeah, it's too thick.
What is it? Too thick.
Too thick is crazy.
Have you seen that podcast? The white brother, I think he's on it, what is it? Made in Chelsea. Got long hair and he's got like a beard, white guy.
Well, you described a lot of white
people. Oh, the guy that rolls with Sam Thompson.
Yeah, I think...
The one at once, I'm a celebrity.
Is he got blonde hair, that brother?
Yeah, Sam Thompson, and then there's two of them, they're best friends, and he's got
and they got a podcast.
Yeah, I've seen him.
There's one of the podcasts, I saw the clip on TikTok. You know the Gucci bot that's like this thin? His brother was wearing it in the studio. So he's talking, he's like, wait, are you serious? What do you mean? Like, I think it's all right. He's gone, nah, everyone, like, is this me or like, what the fuck's he doing?
Yeah.
For 5-10 minutes, he was guarding a man's belt, bro. He's like, no, you're being serious. You really wore that as a belt. It was thin. That's what I'm saying.
Was that a woman's thing?
Yeah.
Bro, it was mad thin, bro. You seen the clip?
I haven't seen it. I was just thinking it's probably a woman's belt.
But this one even looked like, you know, like when it's longer
for
and
the belt.
And the bit.
We see like, Ben's to the right.
Bro.
You were.
You know when someone's a 34 waist, but the belt's like a 40 long. That's what was there as well. You get me?
A man didn't have to clip it and push it in.
That's how you knew man was poor as well back in the day because man would wear a belt that was like a 40. Man was a 29 waist.
Do you know what you just described? I went to a party at Ace Hotel. It might have been one of them Nang events back in the day. And we were in there, because I remember Guess and them were in there, Danae was performing in there, couple men in there, vibing, and there was this one brother that was there, yeah? And they had this Rolex on, and it was a woman's Rolex. You know, the tiny, tiny little one.
Yeah.
They had the woman's Rolex on. You know, and this is back in the day where, you know, when man them aren't really checking for that. But yeah, I was looking at that, bro, and I was like, that does not belong.
Was something wrong wearing a what's wrong wearing a woman's Rolex, though?
Brother, have you seen the size of a woman's Rolex?
Yeah, I know. It's what, if you...
The price like your nan's watch. You know when your nan's got the watch on? You're like, brother, come on, bro.
But if it fits your wrist, yeah?
It don't fit his wrist.
Really? Really?
That's why it stuck out, bro. Because you know what I mean, bro?
I guess it's cheaper, innit? So maybe he...
And that's what it really was, wanted, bro. A Rolex. Like, come on,
you know, you're not ready.
Yeah, not ready, yeah. Real talk. When it's before your time, innit? Sometimes you got to...
Sometimes you're just not ready.
You got to know, Rolex ain't my time, yeah.
No, this is it, bro. Levels. It's like, I told you.
Another 6 months, you know?
Yeah. Let me grind out a few more pod episodes.
Maybe a year.
I told you, it's like one of the brothers I had an argument with when I was abroad, and my man was wearing the fake Dior shirt. And the whole time the brother was talking, yeah, I was getting mad, bro, because if you saw the shirt, yeah, and you're like, your shirt is not even convincing. It's not even a good fake. And you're chatting, you're like, come on, bro.
You know what I mean? You need to argue with your
clothes.
Crazy.
You know, you need to argue with your clothes. You need to argue with the brethren you came here with because they let you leave your yard like
this.
And bro,
some people don't know.
Bro, the whole time he was talking, my head's getting hot, bro, because I kept looking at the shirt, bro. You know when you print something, but your printer's running out of ink.
Yeah.
So it's not
been in the sun for too long.
Runner. That's what it looked like.
Hella day parties.
I don't get man that wear fake designers, but the loud ones. If you're gonna wear fake, just wear like the calm one that like.
Or just the name of the chest.
maybe like a Gucci here or something. Or,
yeah, like or something subtle, small. Yeah, like, yeah.
But certain man will have the full pattern.
The one you ain't seen in the shop. Like,
I've never in my life seen anyone wear that shirt.
LV don't know this brown.
LV don't know this brown. But you know what? You know the drip I remember? Oh, it's so mad.
Man again with the B27.
Man said LV. LV's Louis Vuitton, though.
He's talking about LV General.
No, I'm talking, I read LV as a Louis Vuitton brown.
Don't do that, like, man. LV's my guy, man. You like that.
You know what you were saying, bro. That's why I said brown.
Bro, like I said, context, we're checking. We are making sure.
You knew what you was doing, bro. You even said the guy with the beat.
I put emoji.
I'm not involved,
bro. Because I see the diss tracks. I'm not trying to.
All I'm saying is you're going to be a diss track for Mr. Exposed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Let me start off.
With the Red Bull pineapple, you know.
Bro. Yeah, this episode's correct.
That's the name of the episode, Red Bull pineapple.
Called Wife of the Pineapple. Nah, this episode is crazy.
I tell you, bro, I don't get into problems with niggas because niggas know I call the police.
This guy.
Bro.
Are you snitch?
Brother, you know what? Yeah, I've been saying this for so long now. I think I genuinely am.
No, but I want to know for real. Like, say we all got into a situation. Yeah? Say, for example, like, I had something in the car.
Am I involved in it?
No, but... No, forget we're involved or not, but I've got something in the car, right? Feds pull up to just search us, come in here, then they want to search. They find something, but they don't know whose car's who.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
If they grab me and they take me to the police station, you have 72 hours.
And you're giving, you're saying he's
got... Bro, you have 72 hours to get me out.
No, they're not grabbing me because I was going to go... and get a mic.
No, you know what, I'm going to go to the car. What would you do? Like, who is...
In that moment, I'm not saying nothing. It's up to you to make sure I don't go nowhere.
All three of us are looking at... All four of us are looking at you like this.
I'm saying nothing because we could... No, but we could bust this. I'm saying... No one's saying nothing.
How do you bust it? There's something in the car.
We could bust this.
He's questioning your decision making right now. So be careful, bro.
Cool. I'll tell you how we can get out of this, yeah? We go to court.
Yeah. But why are we going to court when I wasn't involved?
When I had the stick, you knew when it was on. You man know what I'm about.
I'm saying
hindsight. I don't have a stick. Hindsight, yeah. I'm the mash man in the group, right?
You got no stick.
The mash now, man. I've got no machine.
You got a void right? there.
So I'm saying this guy. Man's asking what's going on.
No, you got no stick.
I got no stick.
What's the brothers in Lord of the Rings? What's the thing with the dragons?
You saying the scary movie when Max
came with you? No. What's the thing?
What's the thing with
the flying dragons, man? Game of Thrones. The people of no meat. What are those people called?
How did we go from me talking about a burner to him now?
What's the people called again?
Asking me. I don't know who they called, but I know who you're talking about.
Nah. Marvin is on something today. Marvin is on.
Let me tell you, like, for me, I'm going to keep it at 150. I'm 34 years old. I am too old to go to prison for the first time. Yeah, I told niggas now, there's no way, bro. There's no way I'm going to be in jail. You have these young niggas talking about, let me chat to you quickly, big man. Yeah. Absolutely not.
No, but deeper, your hands are good though. But deeper, yeah, you know.
So you can shack me up and then. No, but you know
it's not yours. You know it's mine.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything. We can go and fight. You're going to win regardless.
No. Bro, why am I fighting?
Get me in court. I could have a chance of busting it.
They found a mash. Is someone his? It's either you or us.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm the mashman. So what you lot got in my car?
They're gonna give us collective time. I'm not doing collective time, bro.
Yeah.
And for me, you're like, right. I'm not gonna grass on you. I'm gonna give you the opportunity to fix it. You knew it was yours. You fix it.
And because of you, they're gonna go to my house and raid my yard.
Or drapes my mum.
Now, when you're saying all that.
But that's what's happening though.
Nah, but when you say that, obviously I get it. But forget the drapes, the mom, forget all that.
Because they couldn't do it.
No, but okay, cool.
Cool. I'm just saying, we're all in the car. You know what?
Is
I'm in the car.
Own your shit, bro.
Yeah, but I'll do that later. Let me do that in my way.
On the spot.
At the court. Let's go to court. I've got my lawyer on the
Why
case.
Why am I going to court, bro? I don't have a machine.
I could end up saying, like, you know what? Someone put in my. I could figure something out. Like, let me sleep on it.
And that's gone. So just tell them, Mr. Dominic, it's your motor.
You see, my lawyer is going to tell you, yeah, my lawyer will sort it. Lawyer's going to come to the court case with ankle fingers. Shoes on
shoes. White socks and black shoes.
Brother, shoes on shoes. The case is finished.
And that's the ones that win the case.
No,
listen.
No.
You want me to spit on his beard?
No.
The brother's all dropping his file when he gets into the court. Oh, sorry. Okay, what case number are you?
And the ties all super long.
Listen, I told man, there's a reason.
Hey, man's in the dock sweating. Looking at Taser like,
Let me explain this as clearly as I can. You know what I mean? For me, I know what I'm, you know what I mean, what I'm okay with and what I'm not okay with in life, essentially. You know, right now, I'm on community service. You know what I mean? I went to court and I was in court with some crazy, like, you know when you're sitting in court, yeah? And you're looking at the people around you. One brother, bro, was in Gucci from head to toe. I'm talking about Gucci slides, socks, tracksuits, little pouch or whatever. I looked at this brother and I was like, he wants to go to jail.
Yeah.
I looked at this brother like he does not care about his freedom. There was another brother, he was about 52 years old. And we're sitting in the court in the waiting room or whatever. He's got his phone out and he's playing music loud.
Not even in the headphones.
Nope. We're all sitting there. You know what I mean?
What song was he listening to?
Bro, was no idea, bro. Because I'm sitting there, bro. I'm stressed.
That's a Phil Collins or something.
Brother, no, it wasn't. But it's, you know what I mean? It's drill music. It's play drill. No.
That's a Billy Seagull.
No.
I can feel it in
the air. My mother's life, bro. If I'm lying, I'm playing drill. My mother's dying. He's playing drill. So I'm sitting there thinking.
What part of the watch you on?
Brother, 52 years old.
I was stressed. Gun lean, man, gun lean.
At this point, bro, I am stressed. You know what I mean? Because you're like, you know when you look at yourself and you're like, how did I get here?
That answer's cold, man. I get here.
That answer's cold still.
Bro, I was like, how did I get here? And every single day I go to community service to get these hours up, bro. And I was like, I couldn't do jail. This ain't for me, fam.
That's why you're a snitch.
Hell yes.
People don't realize.
Y'all niggas leave the hood and then all of a sudden.
When you go to court, people don't realize.
I was told on niggas even when I was in the hood, bro.
When I went court for driving, speeding. And I had to, because I got 6 points in it.
Yeah.
Because apparently I didn't get the letter.
Yeah.
So if you don't get the letter, it's a failure to to comply or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, last year.
You get 6 points immediately. And I already had 6. Damn. So I must have, and for me, I was driving for the whole weekend, you know, living life, whatever. I came home, I saw a letter. Someone said to me, just open this letter. But the way I sat on the stairs, blood, I said, you are disqualified for driving for 6 months, whatever. But I sat on the stairs, I said, no. I can't catch train.
I can't go back. If you get disqualified, do you have to retake everything again?
Like? No.
There's two ways it works.
That's within the 2 years. If you get your license, if you've just passed your test, you get 12 points, license gone, you've got to do it all again.
Yeah.
But I've had my license longer than 2 years.
Oh, so if it's okay.
But then, so I just said nah, but then the problem with me is it was during COVID, just around that time after COVID finished. There was a mad backlog with courts.
Yeah.
But I was ringing him every day, like, nah. I didn't know that the moment you appeal a driving license thing, or your license, you get it back immediately. You're supposed to anyway.
And so you didn't even know you could drive?
I didn't know. So you get your license back straight away, and then when you do your appeal, then they'll work out what it is. But I didn't know that. So I'm not driving. I went to court, brother. The sickest suit, bro. Mad humble. I got letters from my neighbours to say that the postal system sharp, bro. When I went in there, I was mad humble. Hi, how you doing, UK? You're right there. But you got associated, but you got to think, you know what? That's a black, he's all right, though. That's all I want.
He's one of us.
He's black.
He's one of the good ones.
He's all right. That's all I want. But certain men go to the court and they're, you're not a black, they'll be like, wait. Slap the book on him.
But see, I learned this and I think I told you a lot of my situation. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but the first time I went, you know what you described? Dressed well, whatever. Yeah. Barrister, the whole.
Yeah, but you have a barrister.
Bro, you know, 2.5 bag a day barrister, I'm in there. Looking to win it, bro. When they slapped that 5-bag fine on me, I looked at this barrister like, excuse me?
But that's different though, because
don't work,
because, no, no, because, but the attitude is like,
but wait. The next time I went there, you know what I mean? Gone, you know, different situation. I think I told you, man, I had the mismatched tracksuit with the holes in it. Didn't have a trim or whatever.
Or
I was
look,
in there.
Or to look like
too much of a gamble for me.
Brother, my fine was 199 quid.
Yeah, because they thought you was crazy.
But you know,
no, he wasn't. Yeah, I hear the ones. I know.
You know, remember, they weigh up what you have, so he's going. He's going to have a barrister.
Oh, okay.
They're thinking barrister is. Do you know what a barrister is? You have to pass a particular like bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You're letting us know you can afford him.
Yeah, right, cool, cool, cool. $5.
Bro, I should have gotten the duty solicitor. I was fuming. I was like, I could have got the duty solicitor. My fine would have been less.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't have had, you know what I mean, a 2.5 bag fee to pay. I was steaming, bro, the whole time. Because I was looking at this, you know, you're like, you said it was going to be like $6 max. Bro, when the lady, when she said it, yeah, I was looking around like...
Do you know how powerful judges are? Like when you, that person in that room or those three people... Can decide, they decide your fate.
Literally.
Yes. Like, literally, like, I can say, you know what, good behavior. Because they go away and talk.
Brother.
So you present your case. You've been magistrate before.
Mm.
When you go magistrate,
no, yeah, I have.
There's like three of them there.
Like, you're an X Factor.
They got three of them, then they got like someone who like will let you in the door that kind of speaks to you.
And remember, then, you like, have to go put your plea in the little.
Plea, whatever. Then they'll say, all right, we're going to go away. Then they go to the room at the back, and you're just waiting in there, chilling. Then you got seats behind you where anyone can walk in and just see your case, like anyone. Like,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
One day you could be like, you know what, I'm bored. I'm going to register to court. You can just sit in on case.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This isn't just chill at the back.
This time you see your up,
you know what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
He did it!
Well, you know what kind of pisses me off as well? You know when you go into the little thingy to put your plea in? Because remember, they'll call you up initially before you go and sit, whatever. Go in the little side thingy. They'll call you up, whatever, and it's like when they lock the figure and you're in there, bro. Treat you like you're in there on a violent charge.
I didn't get locked in that, and still. Oliver Twist.
The case before mine was this Eastern European brother. He didn't really speak good English. He had a situation where he was out on a night out with his missus or whatever. They've gotten into a madness with someone. Something's happened. Someone's saying something to his girl. He started swinging out. Police have come, but he's still in rage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So he's swinging out on police. You know what I mean? Everyone. Like, he was just going crazy, you know what I mean? So he's come in now. And when I looked at his situation, but I think he was adjourned to come back another time. But you know what I mean? And they were like, oh, he has a history of this, this. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, it's not looking
good. That's a problem.
You see that video, the guy that jumped the judge.
All I could think about is like, do you know how athletic that brother was?
He's wasting his talent. NFL, brother.
He leaped, bro. The leap he did.
And he grabbed us. But she threw the book at him, though.
She didn't throw the book at him.
The next judge.
Your muzzle on.
Yeah, the muzzle on.
Yeah,
no, because they put a little thing on you so you can't spill anything.
Coming like Bane from back.
Wait, so what? What did he get for that?
He's facing 20 years now. And here's the thing. So from that situation where the way he reacted, right? Because most people didn't pay attention to that situation. You would think like the judge was trying to give him a crazy sentence. You know, man was getting probation.
How did he do that?
No, but I heard he violated his probation.
But his case was like, they were just adding more. Like,
he violated his probation.
I heard probation so bad, it better just get.
But in America, sometimes, you know, probation is a. Like, is a I get.
But that was facing 20 years, bro.
Meek couldn't come. Meek was stressing, bro.
That's because he's a deviant.
No, bro. That judge, Meek's
no,
judge.
No, 100%.
She was out. But,
do you think that was true? I heard that she said to him to rap. What's that, Boys to Men or something? I think she had tried to start a label site because I want you to make a remix to Boys to Men.
Just your mic,
Nicki Minaj. And he said no.
That's what she got fixed.
Yeah. Remember, just got to speak to your mic, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that's what happened.
That's what started it.
Yeah, that's what Meek was saying.
No, apparently she wanted an autograph or something.
No, she wanted to do the Boys to Men thing.
She wanted Meek to do.
Yeah, the Boys to Men. It was the Boys to Men
thing. Was like, fuck off, no. Safe.
Now Meek should have played the game though as well. You can't be saying that to somebody.
You can't do a Boys to Men remix of Nicki Minaj. Come on, what's that,
bro?
Is that
gonna be like, I don't think
until we come rolling.
I would have called Nicki and said, "I have my verse. Have you got yours?" What, brother? My life hangs in the balance.
No, but he didn't. I don't think he knew it was gonna be that peak.
If she wants us to do a Keith Murray, you know what I mean, rendition, bro. We're tuning Keith Murray
line somewhere, man.
Hello. Nah.
That's a few.
You got to draw the line. And also,
and he's that draw the line on freedom.
He's thinking, fuck the police, man. Even that
Rick Ross. He wasn't thinking that after they were onto him.
Do you know that Meek Mill and Rick Ross, do you know how funny that when they got the clip when they were talking about the White House? Rick was like, I had an ankle monitor and it went off when I was in the White House. Barack Obama invited me. And then obviously then Meek was like, yeah, Nikki was vexed. He was like, that's why I don't bring you, like, nowhere. He's just embarrassing me. But the thing is, Matt, you don't know these stories until they're told.
You're just thinking
he went to the White House and it's calm.
Imagine going
to the White House and then your ankle went, it's going off.
But does it make noise?
Yeah.
If you remember, you're only a certain area from how far, remember you've got different, like.
And if you've not notified them about where you're going to be and if it's outside of your time.
Imagine being.
Because you might have to be at home by like 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. You're in the White House at 9 p.m.
You know, in America, they have to pay a weekly fee for their ankle monitor.
Really?
That's the difference between here and over there. Yeah, it's not free. You know what I mean? It's part of your punishment. They're not going to pay, you know what I mean, for all of that. So you have to pay for them having that in your house and everything
that's mad,
associated
really.
With it.
Remember, swinging your ankles like that is brazy.
Nah, my foot, my foot itchy still. I was scratching it. You'd rather me bend over and.
Hey, yo.
Have you seen the clip of PDZ? Like, in the 90s, every single man's got ankle monitor. every single man on the block, everybody's and they're doing the, like, the video, and every man's foot is in the picture. Bare ankle monitors, bro.
Just pick my monitor. You gotta just jazz it up. Would you do that? Would you get a bust down? Say you was up.
No, man.
Get a little bust down. Imagine like Rick Ross started it. I'm sure every rapper is gonna get a bust down ankle monitor, bro.
I'm surprised. Yeah. There probably is someone in America who's done
probably.
It.
Probably.
Blueface or something like that would get it.
Someone like Blueface.
In America,
definitely...
somebody's probably done it. I was gonna say from the same Meek and Ross thing you're talking about. When Meek was rapping and Ross was in the back.
Oh, yeah.
That is arguably one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Rick Ross.
Firstly, a man's dancing to a freestyle. Do you know what freestyle is? That's the kind of money I want to have, bro. When you're in there just dancing. For free
Rick stuff. Ross is fucking. Even that when you talk about Jada, he's called apoplegia. Yeah. But alopecia, you know,
apoplegia.
Like, what,
bro? You know what's crazy though? They were asking him how he went when the verse video went viral, and he must have said no. It. He forgot about the pears. Remember the pears video?
Yeah.
He forgot about it. He said his first video viral was when he tried to jump off the. Remember you see him jumping off the.
Belly flop.
Then he mashed up his leg. That Pears thing. That he was the first rapper.
Pears. Shout out.
Remember, Pears. But he was angry at the time.
But was he the first person to go viral?
First rapper.
I think that's when.
That's when viral. Remember, that's when the meme thing. Because remember, Denzel didn't like all that meme stuff. Denzel hates it. So a lot of rappers didn't like it.
Denzel's
now,
got bear. You got the one with the.
And remember, his first one was the crying one.
Yeah. Dental's got bear still.
Yeah, he's got bear.
That's from thing, isn't it? Is that from John Q?
It's a slave film, I think.
You're talking about a slave one.
So I think so when Rick Ross went viral, he didn't like it. So a lot of people were like, wow, what's this viral? Remember, people were cussing you.
That's interesting.
Only
though.
Now it's become marketing.
I wonder if Rick Ross was the first person. It's interesting. Because now I'm thinking about it.
Because I can't think of anything before
that.
Because there was a shout out.
There must have been Soldier Boy, no?
Nah, but those didn't go viral.
That wasn't viral. That was just big.
So there were things that were just clips, but they never went viral.
You would know. It influenced him. He's saying the same thing in the music video.
What am I saying?
Shout out to Pears.
You want me the video? Me?
Yes, bro.
What means the video?
T and Stormzy. Where do you know me from?
I didn't say Pears.
Yeah.
That's how you know, bro. Yes, how you know, bro.
That's your exact feature in that video.
Shout out to all the...
Because you might shout out, said.
I thought
Gucci,
that was a lie.
Man.
I never heard the ringtone like that.
Shout out my nigga Gucci, but that didn't go viral. Too.
Oh no, Gucci was Gucci the first. Who? No, that didn't go viral actually.
No, there was the one with Gucci.
When you're talking about Sauce. Then I have
that
Sauce.
One,
yeah, that
was
viral
yeah.
though.
That was viral. But I think that went viral later.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that
was.
It didn't go viral at the time.
And then there was the one.
And Future as well.
And
that sensational.
Sensational.
That one went
Gucci had the other one, bitch. I might be. Do you remember what is in court and they say something?
Oh,
they
said,
bitch, I might be.
And then Kodak had the
I hope so.
Kodak is another guy that's bad. Have you seen the video of him
even the thing he says cut you that? Who were these niggas?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And
then get him black.
Do your Google.
That's
another one.
Do your Google.
Birdman.
Respect on my name. Now, poor respect on my name was a moment, though.
Yeah, that was
because he was vexed.
But he came to bad up.
Do you know how crazy that is?
He came immediately to bad up.
Do you know how crazy that is? Because he didn't even have to come. You know when you're vexed, he didn't. I think he told himself, I'm going to deal with it when I get there. Yeah. But he walked in the room and he looked at my man and he was like, nah.
But I weren't convincing though.
I thought it was fake. I saw that Drewski won on him and Drewski popped his chain or something. Birdman, I don't know if that was real.
That's why I don't think
the Breakfast Club one was
real.
Breakfast Club was real still.
You can hear the way his voice breaks. You know when a man's talking?
Yeah, but that's how he talks on here. He sounds like a crowd.
No. Like that sounded rage. You know,
I think the Birdman's like, I want to do something, but I can't do something.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Say less.
And not even that I can't. He's like, but I won't.
No, but he can't because this doesn't make sense because these are people that will go to the police.
You know, I'm so mad though. Like back in the days, those viral moments, no one was happy with Charlamagne. They were angry with him. Now it's like people want
a viral moment
because they know, okay, if I get cussed out and it goes viral, then I've won.
Now it helps your project in a way. Back then, it was just kind of like a mockery. You know, kind of like a stain on your name. It's like World Star. So now we have the internet things go viral. Back in the day, when you hear World Star, you're not thinking, ooh, I'm on. Because now when you hear the blogs, you're like, oh, it might help my project.
When
you used to hear World Star, you're thinking, shit.
Back in the day, when you heard World Star, you had to tense your core.
Because you don't know what's
going on. You're going to fight, bro. If I World Star, man, what's brother? Because someone's got a camera and I might get rough, bro.
What? Crazy, you know?
You have to shoot everything.
Everything's just gone so like
World Star.
World Star, bro, you knew something has gone horribly wrong.
Now people are doing content knowing that they might. They see that when they do that 1v20.
Yeah.
That's mad to me.
Would you do that?
No.
I wanted to do one, you know.
But do you know what it is? It depends.
I'll do one if there's 20 girls.
I'm
not one of the 20 brothers.
I saw that with Tana Trump.
Don't try to make a mockery of me,
bro.
You're a bit tall, not too sure about your shoes. Are you mad? I'll off this mic. I'll break the camera.
It's embarrassing. Bro,
on YouTube, cut now, fuck.
That's what I understand.
You think I'm what?
Did you see the one with Christian Rock?
When it came to the brother, the pistol with the brother.
That gumbat was nasty.
But the brother was winning, though.
Yeah, he was winning.
He was winning the fight.
No, but you saw the man.
Yeah, that's what. And then Bear Man just popped up.
One of his boys robbed the camera.
No. What happened is, so basically, Krishan, allegedly, from what I read, is she done a 20v1 already with a different group of people. And then she's done it with these men. So the other men are pissed now because they were like, we've done it. So they've come over and to G-check. You know what I mean? So they've come to G-check these men or whatever and come and discuss it. So it's just gone left. So one of the brothers is fighting one of the brothers.
And he was winning, bro. Like he was probably winning the fight. And then out of the blue, one brother just comes with a gun and like that. So as soon as he does that, my man said, I don't even want to fight no more. Why are we doing this?
He's digging into his tracksuit bottom, trying to find something. He looks and he just whacks him.
With a gun. The face, blood everywhere.
Do you know what's mad? Like, I've always wondered, obviously, I don't want it to happen to me, but how heavy a gun is? Because I've shot one before, but I don't remember it being so heavy. But on films, when a man gets gun back, it's like man's been hit with, you know, like on Animaniacs.
Because it's like getting ripped.
The whole anvil.
You know, we hit the gun, your hands all trembling.
When man gets hit, bang on the head. It's like, man, how heavy is this gun?
When the clip's in there and the bullets are in there.
Bro, it's too heavy.
Remember they shoot with cannons. When the clip's in and he put on there, How do you know?
I like guns.
We got a maniac over here.
They must got like a cellar with the
prison. I just like to shoot guns when I go abroad.
I'll give someone some tips that might be very helpful because, you know, somebody imparted this knowledge on me. Do you remember when I was applying for my gun license? Yeah. Remember when I was doing the application, put it through, spoke to someone, you know, that deals with all of that. They were like, you know what I mean? They were like, let me put you on some game right now before you put this application through. They were like, whether it goes through or whether it doesn't, you know what I mean? You go on the list of people that are interested in XYZ. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? For the foreseeable future, anytime you're dealt with is going to be, you know, very different to how it was before. So they're like, just think about it before you push that through. They're like, you could do it. But just think about it.
Man said,
bro, like, how's that? Because bear in mind, when you have a gun license and you get stopped by, you know what I mean, police now, it's not regular police no more.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you are, you know what I mean? Because you are, you have registered firearms on you and stuff like that. So they have to approach that situation very differently. And you know, you think to yourself, do I really want that?
And you're black as well. So it's even, what was you in the States when you was getting it?
No, here.
We can get a gun license here.
Yeah, but it's shotguns. So literally shotguns, you know what I mean? So shotguns.
I'm going to get in
Suffolk. But for, you know what I mean? But it's for stuff like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He's like money now. He's
the money's new.
Yeah.
Man's walking around with a gun. Bro. The gun on his arm.
The gun on his arm and a long no, piece. Counting foxes in that.
But, you know, but these men know what
it is.
Man,
that's a man, I thought that's a booty cat.
I thought I saw a booty cat.
No, but these men know I go shooting all the time. So I genuinely, that's something I genuinely.
What, payback or
how do you
shooting rounds, shooting. You know what I'm saying?
Hey yo,
yeah.
As Marvin, I was what? Really,
when you pulled out the waters, I knew something was up. I've never seen a man.
Do you even
pull
know
out...
what's it? Was that close when you gave it to?
That's the 8 waters in the one jacket.
Yeah, had about 80 water bottles in that jacket, bro.
Yeah,
I swear they were all cold. Like, freezing cold. You know when it's so cold, it's what it's not.
I'm not even rubbing the thing. But it's not so cold, it's like,
oh, but it's so cold, it's wet. I just cut myself.
No.
What?
I said, Jesus is Lord.
What made you go with that verse?
Man, man needs to just do the intro. We're gay. You know what I'm saying? We're homophobic.
Listen, let's start again.
You're first, you know.
I said, you're nervous. It's that hoodie, bro. It's that fabric, man.
Hey, is it the more hair? Got me moving crazy up in it.
That is 10 ml left
in there, man. You're very drinky for a nigga that was coming in the water.
You know the man, I don't like this one. I'm back in the hole.
In the restaurant when you're pulling.
Let me see how much you got.
I got the whole bottle there.
I got a bit.
Most of the bottle, man.
So
how much you got
there?
What?
Hey, you're moving crazy.
And you know what's mad? I didn't even see you drinking it. Like, I didn't actually see it. It just disappeared.
That's your smuggling it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you got to drink it on the slide, man. Yeah, because of the context how he pulled it out.
Man's got a pipe through man's arm.
Whoa.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Hey.
You know, the graphics.
Nah.
Hey, yo.
It's probably going to get to that point where the wires are going to be so wild. You're going to have to think of how you consume.
Literally. I'm going to have to think how much
bro,
support now.
We are going to, bro, we're going to wire the mandem into speaking good English.
Bro, I went to wire the mandem into what?
You know what I said? My force.
My force. That's a consent, at least, bro. Whoa. That is crazy. Why the man needs to speak in English? What kind of sentence?
But you know what's mad? Like,
I said, why? I said, no, nothing about no Aries. But I said, why?
Bro, when I was in Houston, yeah, there was a shop. I can't remember what it's called. Something pastries or something, yeah? And they do these little hot dogs in pastry.
Well, glizzies.
Small glizzies, isn't it? But like,
did you eat them?
I bought it still. Delicious. But in my mind, I'm thinking, the man them saw me eating this.
How many did you consume?
It was like a cupful.
Whoa.
Yeah, it comes in a
cup. A cupful of glizzy is crazy.
They're small. They're like, you know, like this.
I call that, if buying a cupful is crazy though. That knowing the context behind.
That's what it
one is combo. If you still get a cupful and be just like.
I was still.
He was. How many like roughly would you say?
There's about 6 or 7 in there.
Right, you just backed 6, 7.
It was small though. It was nice.
How big was it?
See?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking because
you're even bad still.
Bro, I'm asking.
I might ask you holding the bottle in between.
Don't let him talk to you.
You
like
crazy.
That,
yeah, man, can't even have conversations again.
Man's talking to you like you bought a sack of baby dicks.
No, my man's asking about the size of the hot dog, bro.
I'm like, why are you talking to him like you bought a sack of baby dicks, bro? Like, you're moving.
That's what
crazy.
You said, bro.
That's how you're moving.
Yeah, but you're thinking. That's what you're taking it. I was just thinking about the hot dogs because they had the bread and the sausage in the middle, right?
Nah, it was wrapped. It was like.
Do you think about sausages regularly?
Was it like a pig? What's it called? Like a pig in a blanket.
Oh, pigs in blanket.
It was kind of like
I thought he just bought the glizzy and put that on his own. He just done it bareback. Just like
wait, in pigs in a blanket.
Bacon wrapped in.
Yeah.
It's sausage wrapped in black pastry.
Nah, it's bacon wrapped sausage.
Are you sure it's not sausage?
It's in the pastry, but it's wrapped in bacon.
The sausage?
Yes.
Double pork.
You sure?
That is crazy. Double pork.
Pig in a blanket is double pork.
Do you eat pork?
No.
Why not?
You vegan or like is it Rastafarian?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm vegan. Yeah.
So you just how's life like for you though?
It's good.
I've been
vegan for about 6 years now. So
why did you change?
I just did it as a trial. I just wanted to try it to see how it affected my body. And then I felt the
You don't miss meat, fools.
Nah. You know what's crazy? Yeah.
I went vegan is to avoid the whites.
What he cooked was crazy. I'm cooking for you. Story. No, he made man made my meatballs in it, but they were but they were vegan. The story is crazy. See what I'm saying? I can't even. Me and my mate were
meatless balls.
Meatless balls is crazy. I don't know what it was called, but it was the ball meat.
Was it corn or whatever they call it?
No. The one that I made him was pea protein. So, and it's Linda McCartney. That's the brand.
I know Linda McCartney.
He's dead though.
Do you know what I don't get?
The meatballs, bro. His meatballs were dead, bro.
You prefer ones with life.
I prefer the meat one, bro.
You prefer real meatballs. Like real meat in your meatballs. I hear you.
Do you prefer real meat in your meatballs?
I don't eat meatballs.
So you don't miss meat, yeah? But would you say I said I'm going to give you 10 racks right now just to take a bite of a bacon, boneless meat? Would you do it? Just
or a burger.
Of what?
A Big Mac.
Can't lie. If it was red meat, probably do something, man. Because I haven't had red meat for so long. It would probably affect my body pretty bad. So I don't know.
10 bags, you're rich.
So chicken, what chicken?
Man will buy them getting Imodium, bro. I'll recover tomorrow, man. What? Man, I'll hurt my body. But I give you the 10 racks. I don't care if I'm sick all night, man.
Yeah, nah, chicken, I would take a bite.
Oh, you don't eat chicken either?
No, chicken, no fish.
I knew a vegan man, but you know, like, in my mind, I don't know why, I just didn't think of chicken, but that's mad, bro.
Yeah, no chicken,
you don't eat fish, chicken, meat, nothing.
Nothing.
That's crazy. Not even pescatarian, you get me?
Nah.
But why, like, do you know what I don't understand with vegans, yeah? If you don't want to eat meat, yeah? Don't eat meat. But why are you trying to make aubergine leek taste like meat? Leek that tastes like a leek.
Yeah.
I don't do
that's
that.
That's the path you've chosen.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I'll go with, because, of course, if you eat meat without seasoning, it's going to be dead.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. I'll put good seasoning on my... On my vegetables, I was gonna say aubergine.
If you season aubergines,
I would season my vegetables. Like, let's say I'm making curry vegetables, I would season it the same way I would have seasoned curry chicken.
You see that meal there? I'll be fuming to come home to that.
Facts, bro. Yeah. I was vexed.
Curry vegetables.
The meatballs pissed me off, so I can only imagine, bro, what the aubergines are gonna do.
A hard day's work, and I'm putting a spoon in curry vegetables with rice.
But you get used to it, and You know what you like, so you cook what you like and what you enjoy and what you look
forward
to.
And what I like is some flesh. You know what I mean?
Hey, why? That one was crazy.
That sounds biblical.
I said I would like to eat flesh.
Yes.
Could be
animal flesh. You know what I mean? Okay. Not no human flesh.
That's crazy. But don't you find that you eat more?
No.
Because if I eat like a salad or something like that, I find like it just goes through me, like, and it's like a snack. It's not like a meal.
No, I very rarely eat salads, to be fair. Like, a lot of people think vegan are you just eating salads.
I guess you get some quality vegetables, man.
What, like Brussels sprouts and carrots?
No, there'll be veg, and then I'll have like a lot of people ask, where do you get your proteins? Like peas, lentils, all that kind of stuff. And that's what keeps you fuller for longer.
Have you always eaten veg anyway with your food?
Not really. I weren't a big veg.
So you just, like, you just did a 360, 180, you just changed.
Major switch. And then I felt the difference I tried it for a month and I said, let me see how my body feels for a month. And in that first month, I felt a lot.
What did you notice though? As in terms of like more energy, like better skin,
more
like,
energy,
stronger in the gym,
stronger in the gym,
it's got good.
Jesus,
man can't even talk again.
Bro, even outside of the white games, that's crazy.
Remember, he's
ripped, bro.
Remember we had Kid and Chicks, and then we said, if your brethren said, sucking at lips, what would you say?
Huh?
My man's out here like saying, man's got
Wait, bro, he's ripped.
When you ain't been here, man been telling people you got a good body when you ain't been there.
I'm surprised man didn't have the picture, like, have you not seen Rashid's lip cups?
Man said French kiss.
Have you not seen Rashid's lip cups? They're all topless in there. He was one of the dons that was topless, bro. You not saw Rashid's lip cups?
So the whole room of people, why you noticed
it? You noticed that, yeah?
Man, they were all topless in the room, bro.
That's my boy.
Chucky was there.
I was topless. That's my boy.
I'm sure Tezo, you was there, though. You know the last one.
I went there, bro.
Man is scrambling.
I'm just saying.
He was there, bro.
Man of the list of things.
I was there, but
he was topless as well.
I was topless.
But why was you? Why were all you man topless? That's what I want to know. Basically, I don't know. Was it arranged to be topless, or did you look one to, and then everyone followed suit? Like, how did it happen that everyone was going topless?
No, it was hot in the gym, so.
But then who started? Like, one man and then everyone just said, why not?
We didn't all do it.
What gym do you go to normally?
I normally work out in the park, to be honest.
That's what I told you. Everybody does calisthenics.
Yeah, I do calisthenics.
You told us, but I don't know what you're talking about. His body's nice, like
he's promoting it. Is that how you introduce man?
You know, all you men have got good bodies.
Man chilling there with the babes, and man says, "Show her your chest." Take it off.
You didn't hear what he said. Man said, "All you men got good bodies."
Hey, listen, I know, but see, when you say
all the time,
but when you say it like that, it's cool because you know what I mean. It's like when you say he has a nice,
when I say man got nice bodies, better than one man.
Just say every man's in shape.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In shape,
everyone's looking healthy.
But I'm not hench. That's subjective. No. You might not hench. Like, you're a hench.
You say you're healthy?
That's the results may vary, bro.
I'm not hench. Like, that's why, you get what I'm saying? I can put on certain things and it looks good. You know me? I can't rock this hoodie. The bicep will be pumped out. You know what I'm saying? It'll look like a tight thing. It looked like the fitted. You know the fitted Gymshark things? I say if you wore this. So I'm saying you have to be slim like man, but you might not hench.
I'm actually in the process of dropping a stone at the moment.
Why?
I was leaning up. Listen. Get out of here. You're trying to show me this on
Sunday. You ain't losing no stone drinking Red Bull.
I don't drink Red Bull all day. Literally now, it's just that I'm tired, bro. I've been up all day grafting. I'm waking up early tomorrow. If I didn't drink this right now, bro, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, really?
I would have to tell you, man, I can't be here.
But don't let a drink dictate your next steps, though.
You're crazy right now.
Hey, what's the...
mind games.
Like,
what's the boost with Red Bull?
It doesn't.
Like, how many hours does it add on?
It's just caffeine.
How long does it last? It's just a caffeine high.
It depends.
For me, right now,
it depends on how caffeine affects you. It affects the people differently.
Because you've had it now. So let's say 10 o'clock. When are you falling asleep?
Probably around midnight.
It won't have you buzzing.
It does, but not too much because I had a little one. Remember the last time I had the monster?
It's not the little one, bro.
No, the monster is massive. Why do you want to get away with saying the monster's massive?
Because he was drinking as well.
I was drinking a can of Monster energy drink.
Yeah, Monster tastes like Monster's is disgusting.
Like not that one.
I prefer Monster than Red Bull.
No, Red Bull tastes way better than Monster.
You're crazy.
When I go to a rave,
the Mango Loco one that I drink, bro, all you need to do is throw a little liquor in there, bro, and that is banging.
Some Dune 2 dust.
Mango Loco is crazy.
That's the only thing missing from, you know, whenever I had, you know, the Monster energy drink, I was like, this would be so banging if there was some liquor in there, bro.
Monster's disgusting, bro. It tastes like medicine.
But those drinks, though, I think sweets do it for me.
The sugar,
wake me up. But
and
like
the Monster drinks full of sugar.
Do not drinks or coffee. And I drank coffee one time when I was on set. I was filming like a Coca Cola ad. Yeah, I've drank coffee. Think I'm gonna wake up. Please believe I fell asleep. Missed my shots, bro. They put me to sleep. They didn't wake me up. So that's why I was like,
"Well, they didn't wake you up."
They didn't find me. You probably made decaf, bro. I don't know what I mean. I just made coffee. I backed it.
Yeah, you made decaf. There's no caffeine in there.
Where we was looking for you, like.
That's crazy.
Green tea, you know. Green tea,
I hate when stuff like that happens. So I think I told you, man, when I got to Dubai, whatever, I didn't understand how the money works.
Presentation.
So I don't understand. So you know dirhams, like when I got there, no idea how this works. So first day I've landed at 7 a.m. I've got into the hotel at 8. and my check-in's not till 3. So I've gone there and I was like, yo, I'm here now. You know what I mean? What can you do for me? So the lady says to me, it's not a problem. You know, we've got, well, your room's not ready, but we've got another room that we can give you essentially. And lovely room, you know, it's even better. It's even better than the room you had before. I'm thinking, yes, you know what I mean? At this point, I'm thinking this is lovely. So I'm thinking I'm getting upgraded. Calm, you know what I mean? She's passed the machine over 11,000 dirhams. You know what I mean? I don't know what that means because my room's supposed to be 9 bills.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just assume it's the same. It's the same room.
She charged you for another room.
Brother, I've got into the room. The room is banging, yeah? And in my mind, I was like, what kind of upgrade is this? Because you know, an upgrade is like, you take me to the room up. This is like 3 rooms later. You know what I mean? So literally sitting on my mind. So, you know, I was just sitting there thinking, nah. So later on now, I've checked. You know, you check your account. I was like, I want to see this in GBP. It was 2.5 grand, yeah?
Jeez.
So I've said something to one of the people there, and I was like, yo, this ain't even the right room, my guy, or whatever. I need to go to my original because this ain't it. He's like, cool, they'll sort it. He's spoken to it, and he's like, cool, we'll resolve it. The next day, no one said anything. The next day, no one said anything. So I'm going to check out now. So I brought up the issue that, you know, what's going on here? Like, I told you, lot, whatever. Yeah. And you know what the lady said? Where did you leave? I'm just like, bro, I told you, lot. And you know what I mean? She was like,
so you were in the same room?
Yeah. I was like, so literally, but I've said to them, I've mentioned it. So the lady says, you know, somebody came to your room, but your bag is open. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, if my bag is open, you're telling me nobody could say to me, hey, we've got the next room ready for you to move to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I was like, which would
and be? And sometimes they just take your bag. Like once when I moved from one room to the other, I even unpacked my bag. I said to the brother, do me a favor. He took all the things off the hangers and just put on the, thank you, man.
Yeah.
On the hangers, and he just took it to the room.
But this is it. So for me, in my mind, that's what I was saying to them. I was like, you couldn't. And the lady was like, you know, in your situation when, you know, they couldn't find you and no one came to look for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And this time I'm like, there's no way you lot are telling me that I'm going to have to spend an extra 16 bills because you lot couldn't be bothered to come and find me.
Yeah.
Bro, you could phone me. I mean, you know where my room is.
Did you get out?
Phone me.
Huh? You didn't get out?
No.
But you paid the two?
Brother, that was it. What, you know, the lady was like, you slept in it for 4 days. I was like, I hear you. You know what I mean? And it was lovely 4 days. But that's not the room I booked.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.